You know, when you're sitting around recording on computers all the time and layering everything yourself, I thought that these songs would be nicely presented with other human beings playing off each other and feeling that and capturing that in the studio. So it's kind of more old-fashioned.
Pete Yorn may call it old-fashioned, but it's a new record with a new studio and a new approach in the songwriter's career. So after a trilogy of albums, he's back with Back and Forth. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. After taking charge as the main musician on his first three albums, Music for the Morning After, Day I Forgot, and Nightcrawler, Pete Yorn seems to be in a collaborative phase. It's in plain sight on his forthcoming breakup album with Scarlett Johansson, but on his new record, Back and Forth, you'll have to go to the liner notes for proof. One big name you'll see is Bright Eyes' Mike Mogus. And Pete Yorn told FUV's Darren DeVivo about the experience of heading from L.A. to Omaha and putting his layered acoustic rock sound in the hands of a less-is-more producer.
This new album, Back and Forth, sees you working with some musicians in the studio where you usually tended to play a lot of the stuff yourself, right?
Yeah, I decided that it was time to try something different, and just for the sake of experimentation and stuff. And so, yeah, normally I'd play everything myself, or most of it myself, and this time I got a bunch of players in to play the songs with me. Mm-hmm. So I kind of taught the songs to the guys pretty quick. Johnny, who's on my left, he was there playing on it, and we kind of just belted it out.
Was it easy for you to kind of let go of that part of the creative process?
No, it's terrible.
Did you want to go, hey, give me those sticks, let me show you how to do it? Was it any?
No, it wasn't easy, but it was, you know, ultimately we picked like some great guys to play on it, so they made it a lot easier than it would be normally because they just brought something really special to the recordings.
No man not supposed to act this way. Things I got too real, I couldn't stay. Cry for you. There's nothing left to do. If it can make me feel better, then I'm gonna cry for you. Don't wanna cry for you. There's nothing left to lose. If it can make me feel better, then I'm gonna cry for you.
You had one of the guys from Bright Eyes producing this album, right?
Yeah, Mike, yeah.
Tell me about working with him and what he brought to your sound.
He has a wonderful studio in Omaha where we recorded everything, and he just helped me kind of flush through a lot of the material and, you know, kind of hone in on what parts were important. And I think the record has a really streamlined sound. It has a really rich, full, organic sound, but it's streamlined. There's not a lot of extra fat in there as far as like musical parts, where sometimes in the studio I like to just add a lot of things. I like that, but this is kind of more stripped down.
I don't recall, did you produce the first three albums yourself?
I produced them with my friend Walt Vincent. Okay. He's the producer, but I was very involved with all that.
So would you say that this album you let pretty much go all of that to somebody else?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. On this record I'm only playing acoustic guitar and singing, and maybe a little like tambourine here and there, but that's it.
It's a shame that we're not living in the country, a place that I once seen before, and a book you've always loved but never shown me. You know I never.
New music from Pete Yorn and the song Country, recorded live at FUV. Look for the complete interview and more online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.